Have your Bible turned with us tonight to Jeremiah chapter 42. Jeremiah chapter 42. So then all the captains of the forces, and Jonathan the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we that are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. It came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he John the son of Korea, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. If you will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid, but be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. And I will show mercy unto you, and that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there we will dwell. And now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword, which ye feared, will overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and mine fury hath been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Now certainly, know certainly that I have admonished you this day. For you dissembled in your hearts when you sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he hath sent me unto you. Now therefore, know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. I want to preach just a little while this evening. I'll try not to be too long, if God will be our help. I know some have been here since 4:30 and so on. But I want to preach just a little while on this thought, where to go and what to do. That's what they was asking Jeremiah. They said, you know, things has been tough. We've come through a tight spot, and we know that we've had to stand up and resist the Chaldeans, and we know that they're probably going to be on our trail, and we need to know what to do. And we need to know where to go. Amen? In the day and hour, I believe there's a lot of people today asking the same question in their life. Where do we go and what do we do? Amen? Where do I need to go and what do I need to do? That's what they're asking Jeremiah. And they said, Jeremiah, we want you to beseech God for us and find out. We bring our supplication to you and we want you to ask the Lord thy God. Now I want you to notice this. They say the Lord thy God. They were assuming that he was Jeremiah's God. Amen? They said, we want you to beseech thy God, your God, for us. I wonder today how many of us would do it be in the same situation if we were these people. If we knew that there was some situations coming down the pike and we need to know what to do and where to go, who would we seek direction from? And would we take that direction when it comes? I would hope that we'd get our direction from the Lord, that we would seek His face and His guidance in that direction. Amen? So we look at this and we see them and they said, the supplication of the Lord thy God said, pray for us. Amen? Said, we're just a little bit of people. They said, no, he said, if you look around here, there ain't many of us left. I want to say, hey, in our Baptist church, our fundamental independent Bible believing churches today, it's getting that there's not a whole lot of them left. As we was talking this morning, these churches closing all around us, putting up signs out of business. Amen? You know why? Because we begin to let things come in. Amen? And we don't deal with those things that come in. We have to deal with them, amen? Or the devil will sneak. He's a subtle rascal. He'll come in and he'll get his grip in it, and praise God, and he'll begin to use that to tear down and destroy. But we see this tonight. We see these people. They were asking for direction. Amen. From the man of God. And he begins to make supplication for him. And they make a promise here in verse 3. Said that the Lord thy God may show us the way where we may walk and the thing that we may do. They said, show us the way and the where and the when and the how. Amen. He said, you do it. And we say, we'll follow you. Don't you hear that a whole lot? You get your family members. You get them in a bind. You get them in a pinch. And they say, brother, if you'll just tell me what to do, I'll do it. But soon as they get straightened out, get that road ahead of them where it's not so rocky, man, they discard every bit of that thing. They take off on their own again. It beats all I've ever seen. Amen. We see it all the time. But they said, we want you to pray for us. In Jeremiah 4, he says, in verse 4, it said, then Jeremiah said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto your God. See, Jeremiah turns this around and he said, hey, it's not my God. It should be your God that you're talking to. The one that you're trusting in. I can pray for you, praise God. I can pray to your, it should be your God. Amen. He said, I'm going to lift up your supplication to your God. Amen. According to your words, and it shall come to pass, that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. Now listen to this. I will keep nothing back from you. See, so you want me to make supplication for the Lord? Say, I'm going to do that. But wait, when God gives it to me, amen? Old prophet of God, old man of God, he said, when God gives it to me, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. See, I'm just giving you a heads up, amen. He said, I'm not going to lie you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to tell you what thus says the Lord. He said, if what you do with it is up to you. Amen. I just want to encourage you. I'm going to point you in the right direction. I'm going to tell you what thus says the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And notice what they said. Then they said unto Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Now listen to this. It says, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now notice, dear, good or evil. Now I won't say God don't do no evil things. Amen. Amen. What he's talking about here, he said, if it's pleasant and we like what God's going to do, he said it'll be okay. And if God says something that we don't like, that's unpleasant, that our bodies, this old flesh, don't agree with, praise God, we're going to do it anyway. Amen. Amen. Whatever you say, we're going to go with God. We're going to stay on God's side. Amen. Now, that's what he told the old prophet. He said, no matter what happens, he said, we're going to go with God. You know, if we could get some people with a backbone like a saw log in the day and era we live, I mean some mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, some good, solid church people, praise God, with a backbone like a saw log, and say, you know what? Don't matter what happens this world, what the world says, I'm going with God. Amen. Would you imagine the difference it'd make in our churches? Amen. I'm talking about going with God. If God says it's wrong, we leave it alone. If He says it's right, we go with it. And praise God all the way to the end of the way. Amen. And the Bible says it. He said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord. Now, notice this change I have in them. The voice of the Lord, our God. Amen. So they've had a little bit of attitude change here. He said, now listen. He said, yes, you want me to make supplication for you, but when God speaks to me, I'm going to tell you what He said. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you just exactly what God says. And they said, okay. He said, you talk to God. He said, and we'll do what exactly our God says to do. So they've had a change of heart here in just a little space of time. Amen. And he goes on. He said, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. There it is again. And now notice this. There's a little space of time. He said, it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. There was a little bit of delay in answering the prayer. There was a little bit of delay on getting back to Jeremiah. Amen. And during that little bit of time of delay, there was a change of hearts. Amen. These people began to cry out. And then he called these people back together, from the least to the greatest, verse 8. And verse 9, he said, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before you. Amen. And he calls them all back. Now just picture this. He calls them all back together, gathered from the least to the greatest, calls them back together. He said, all right. He said, you asked me to make supplication. He said, I heard from God. Amen. You imagine, they gather up, they gather all around her. He said, I heard from God. And they're waiting there in anxious anticipation. And he says, if you will still abide in the land. Now notice there's some three requirements that God gives them right here. Amen. If you want a marquee in your Bible, there's three requirements God gave them right here. Number one, he said, if you will still abide in the land, then will I build you and not pull you down. He said, if you're going to receive the blessings of God, he said, you got to, number one, stay in the land. Stay in the place of promise that I've put you. Amen. He said, you can't go wandering off. Amen. If you do, he said, I can't bless you. You've got to stay in the place of promise. You've got to look and stay in that place of blessing. Amen. That isn't a very big requirement. Who wouldn't want to do that? Amen. Hey, I want to be in the place of in the land of promise. I want to be in the place of blessing. Who would want to flee from that? Amen. Especially when God's telling you just to hang in there. Amen. Not to quit, not to give up, not to flee. Amen. So number one, he says, hey, just stay in that place of blessing. That place, the land, amen, of promise. He said, and I will plant it. He said, I will plant you and not pluck you up. Now notice what he says, for I repent me the evil that I've done to you. Amen. Now that don't mean that God repented like me and you. In other words, what he's saying here, he said, God said, you know what? I'm going to relent a little bit. He said, I'm going to ease up on you. Amen. See, they deserve sore punishment because they had disobeyed God. They had walked away from Him, walked in their own ways, done their own thing for a long time. But God says, I'm going to ease up a little bit on you. I'm going to relent just a little bit on you. I'm going to show some mercy to you. Amen. And then he goes on and says this. Now repent of the evil that I've done to you. In number two, he says, be not afraid of the king of Babylon. Amen. So this, he said, cease fearing the king of Babylon. Amen. Don't be afraid of him no more. In other words, what God's saying to him here, he said, through the prophet, he said, don't worry about Babylon. Don't worry about the king of Babylon. He said, I'm going to take care of that. You know, last time I heard, God said He could raise up kingdoms and He could take them down. Amen. He does it every day at His will. Amen? What he's talking about here, he's talking about this corrupt power in this corrupt religion, amen, that was in the world. He said this corrupt power, Babylon, that represents that corrupt power and corrupt religion in the world. And he says, don't be afraid of that, amen. Just trust the Lord. Amen. That don't sound too hard either, does it? We know the government's, we know government's crooked. Amen. If you're running for office, you got to be a crook. Now, there's a few out there that's decent people. There is. But there's a whole lot of them just in for the money and the benefits. Amen. They want to get hooked up, amen, where they can get in and get part of it. And they, hey, once they get in, they don't care nothing about us. It's whoever's throwing the most do-re-mi at them is the one that they vote for. The one they bring before their, in their meetings. But I'm glad there's still a few politicians out there that's still good godly people, amen, that's willing to stand up for the people the way it's supposed to be. Amen. When they go and cast a vote, amen. Hey, now I'm not preaching politics, but they're supposed to vote the will of the people. Amen. Amen. That is right. They're supposed to vote the will of the people. Amen. And we get those in there that's for these sodomite rights and for abortion, killing little old babies. Amen. They don't need to stay in there a second term. Amen. Amen. They need to be gone. Amen. Amen. So we need to get the word out and say, look, you know what? They need to be out of here. Amen. Don't be afraid. We can't be afraid of this religious and political power in the world. Amen. We've got to stand up, praise God, and have our voice heard. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Amen. Amen. When we see, and let me just go ahead while I'm here. We see politicians that's not fulfilling the full extent of the law. When you see drug dealers, praise God, that's just turned back on the street and turned back on the street and turned back on the street, then we need to get somebody that'll lock them up. Amen? Because I don't want them poisoning our little children. I don't want them poisoning your children. Praise God, I want them locked up. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, don't you love them? Yeah, I love them. I'd like to see them locked up. Praise God, we'll start a jailhouse ministry. Win them to Jesus. But I don't want to hurt our children. Amen. And if our politicians that's have the ability to put them away for a while to get them rehabilitated, praise God, when they won't do it, we need to get rid of them. Amen. 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 Get rid of them. Vote them out. You say, well, what about the fella coming in behind him? Give him a chance. And when his term comes up, if he ain't doing it, get rid of him. Amen. That's the way, that's the way a republic is set up. Amen. We got to quit fearing these people, what they'll think and what they'll do, praise God, and stand up and say, you know what? You're not doing your job. You're fired. Amen. That's what they'd do to us. Amen. If you didn't do your job, they'd get rid of you. Amen. Amen. We need to get rid of them. Put them on the street. They're sitting up there making thousands, and they get in there for a while and they become crooks. I'll just be honest. They're criminals. They're of criminal element. Amen. They know how to work the system to their advantage. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not politic. I know we're getting in election time. I'm not politic. I'm just telling you truth. We got to protect our children. Nobody else will. Hey, most of the world don't care. They say, you know, you need to just let your children go do what they're free moral agents. They need to be able to just do what they want to do. Amen. You let little Johnny do what he wants to do, and he'll be a hellion on earth. Amen. He'll bring heartache to his mama. He'll bring heartache to his daddy without that correction. Amen. We need to teach little old Johnny, praise God, to take responsibility for what he does. Amen. And we need to hold those around us. But he told Israel here, he said, listen. He said, God said that you don't have to fear Babylon no more. Don't have to fear the king of Babylon in whom you're afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord. For I am with you to save you. Now listen, and to deliver you from his hand. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we can't get those people out of office. We can too. Amen. We get to talking. We get to telling our neighbors. You get to telling friends, praise God, and get the vote out, praise God, and get rid of them. Amen. Praise the Lord, that's free. That don't cost you a dime. Amen. You don't have to go and think about it. Praise God. It's just a fact. Number two, he said, not to fear. And in verse 12, he said, I will show you. Now, what's this? He said, I will show mercies unto you that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. He said, you know what he says here in number 3? He said, I'm going to show you compassion. He said, I'm going to show you compassion even to the point that I'm going to restore you to your own land. See, those wicked people had come in Babylon and had overtook them, and they took some of the poorest people and they left them there to be tenants on different parcels of land. I'm talking about old sorry, scrubby land that wasn't fit for nothing. Amen? That's what the kingdom of this world gives you. That's what the religion of this world gives you. He gives you the drugs at the bottom of the cup. But God said, hey, listen, if you'll trust in me, and said, you'll walk with me, he said, I'll lift you up. He said, I'll make you a people. He said, I'll plant you, glory be to God, in a good land, and I'll supply your need. Amen. That's my God today. That's not the God of that's not Mohammed. That's not Allah. Pray God, that's my God, the good God, God Jehovah in heaven. Amen. One that's able to do all things. What he does well. Amen. So Jeremiah said, listen, so God said, you got 3 things you got to do. He said, you got to stay in the land, you got to not fear him. And he said, praise God. He said, I'll give you the promise. He said, I'll show compassion on you, and I'll put you back in your own land. Amen. Who wouldn't want that? Amen. Sounds like a pretty good package to me. Don't you, Brother Eddie? Amen. Hey, I'd take that all day long. That's one more retirement package there. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory be to God. Hey, you don't have to worry no more. You get to stay in your land. Don't have to worry about no enemies. And said, you get your own property. Amen. Or it don't get no better than that. Amen. But notice what happens here. Verse 13 said, but if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God. Jeremiah reemphasized. He said, listen, it's your God that's speaking to you. He said, what are you going to do with it? He said, it's not me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a prophet. I'm just telling you what God spoke to me after I waited on him. He said, I could have come told you anything. I could come tickled your ear, told you how pretty you was, how good you are. You could do whatever you want to. That you young people, you just go out in the world and chase women and drink booze and take drugs. It'd be okay just so you love Jesus. That ain't what God said. God said, I love you, praise God, and I'll save you from that mess. Amen. I came, hey, glory. He said, I come on the cross, praise God, that I'd be lifted up. Praise God so I could raise you above that. Amen. So you don't have to partake in that mess. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I come to deliver you. What are you going to do? God gives them 6 warnings. Amen. See, God already knew the thoughts and intents of the heart. When they was asked him, hey, before Jeremiah ever told them, they'd already made up their mind. I'm afraid there's a lot of people sitting in Baptist church today have already made up their minds. Amen. We're going to do what we want to, and we don't care what God says. God help you. You're going to miss out on the promises. You're going to miss out on the blessing. You're going to miss out on the promised land. Amen. Praise the Lord. But notice what he says. He gives them 6 warnings. Number 1, verse 14. He said, saying no, but we will go into the land of Egypt. Now listen to what he said. He said, the Lord says, don't go to Egypt. Now, Egypt is a type of the world. He said, I've got you in the land of hope, a land of promise. So I'm taking away the enemy. I'm going to get rid of the enemy for you, and I'm going to give you the land. To me, that's a done deal. I mean, it's a no-brainer. But you know what they said? You know, things is pretty tough right now. I said, we're just going to go on to Egypt. God said, don't go to Egypt. He said, I've afforded you all that you need. He said, don't go to the world to get something else. Amen. God is, hey, he's given us right here all that we need. We don't need to go to the world to get nothing else. The God will give us all that we need. You say, well, preacher, we're just not getting all that we need. Well, maybe you just ain't getting in. You know, and you ever think, hey, let me ask, do you pull up to the table, praise God, when it's set? Uh-huh. What's the attitude of your heart when you come to dine? Amen. It makes all the difference in the world. How you come up to the table. Praise God, you scooch up to the table, praise God, with a mindset and attitude. Praise God, God's going to fill my cup to run it over right here this morning. Amen. And praise God, I'm going to get my part. Amen. Amen. Praise God, you know what God does? He fills up your cup. Amen. Running over. Set you a table, praise God. Set you a spread. Something you can take home with you. Say, you know what, honey? I've been thinking about that. What God said this morning. Starting tomorrow morning, we need to change things a little bit. Amen. We need to, hey, God's wanting to do things for us, and we just need to get lined up with Him, praise God. We don't know to go, need to go to the world to get a fix. We got a thing right here, praise God. God's wanting to help us right here. That's what happens when you get into the house of God and you take it home with you. Amen. And God begins to help you to utilize that in your life. But most times what we do, God sets us a table and we pull up to it like a calf looking at a new gate and we look at it. The preacher saying, come and die. God saying, come and die. Holy Ghost saying, come and die. We sit there and look at it. And the preacher gives an altar call, come and die. Sit there and look at it. When he says dismissed, we'll trudge the house. Boy, that looked good. But, yeah, boy, that looked good. I like, but you know what? That interfered with my life. I'm so busy. I've got so much stuff going on. That interfere with that. I just go back down here to Egypt and I'll get me a little fix. Amen. You know I'm telling it right. Don't get quiet on me. We go down here to Egypt, we'll get us a little fix and it'll sustain us for a day or two. And we wonder why we're cold and dead and defeated, amen. And the spiritual life ain't what it needs to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. God says, number one, He said, don't go down to Egypt. He said, you think you're going to go down there and you're going to have you a time? Number two, warning. Verse 15. He said, you think you're going to go down there and evade the trumpet and the hunger and the sword and the dying? Verse 15, but now therefore hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Israel, of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. If ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof you are afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt. And now listen to this. And there ye shall die. Amen. See, old Elimelech, he thought that. Old Elimelech, he was up there at Bethlehem, the house of bread. Things got a little tough, little famine in the land. Amen. Instead of hitting his face and talking to God, seeking some spiritual guidance, he loaded up the boys and his wife and he said, let's go down to Moab. Amen? You know the story. Got down there in Moab, and before you know it, old Elimelech died. His boys got married. They married Moabite women. Amen. Heathen women. Ungodly women. Amen. And then poor Nehemiah, she's down there with two sons. Away from the house of bread. Away from the place of hope. Away from the promise. And she got word from God. Amen. She heard that they was bread at the house of God. Amen. So she told the girls, the boys had died, lost her husband, lost both of her sons, Milion and Chilek and Nekalion. Amen. Lost them. They died. So she told the girls, she said, listen, said, you gonna pack up? Said, I'm packing up, said, I'm going home. Said, I heard that there's a bread in Bethlehem. Amen. You know the story. So she loaded up and the daughter said, well, we're going to go with you. And that dad started down the road, hadn't much more, got out of town. The Orpha said, you know, she said, girl, said, why don't you just go back? So there ain't no use you following me up here. So you got family, you got homes here. And it didn't take much talking to Orpha. She said, well, you know what? You're right. Amen. There ain't nothing there for me. Ain't no more sons. I don't know nothing about that. Your people. I don't know about your land. She said, I'm just going to go back what I came from. I believe there's a whole lot of folks doing that today. They're just going back what we came from because that's all we ever knew. Amen? Because we never got a hold of God enough to let Him get a hold of us. So we just go back. Every time things get tough, we go back to what we know. Amen? Pray God. Hey, we don't need to run back to what we knew. We need to run to God and ask God to help us. Amen? Oh, Ruth. Amen. I believe there's a touch of God on her. She said, Naomi said, wherever you go, said, I'm going to go. Said, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Amen. She said, I believe that in my heart so much. She said, wherever you die, that's where I'm going to die. Amen. You know what she did? She rose up and she went. And when she got up there, God used that little Moabite woman, amen, to establish a living for Naomi. Amen. Why? Because she chose the better part. Praise God. But he said, you know what? You don't need to go down there. He said, if you go down there and said, amen, said, you're going to die. Those very things that you're afraid of will overtake you and you'll die. I believe I've told you before. I'm trying to hurry. I've told you before. There's a lot of people filling premature graves on hillsides just like us because they turned their back on God and they walked away. And the chasing hand of God's chased them. He said, please come back. I love you. Don't go that way. But before He'll let you become a reproach on His name, He'll snuff you out. He'll take you out. Amen. He will. There's a lot of these places on the hill that's occupied for souls. I believe people that didn't have to be there yet, but they chose to be there by turning their back on God. But he said that very thing that you've been afraid of is what's going to happen. Number 3 in verse 17, he said you're going to receive God's wrath. It's going to be poured out on you. He said, so shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. He said, no matter how far you run from the war and the famine and the hardship, amen, he said, it's going to catch up with you. Let me just say this. I know people today, my own family, have had such rough situations in their homes. They've sold out everything they had. They've loaded up and they've moved miles away to try to get out of that mess. But you know what happened, Brother Eddie? Every time the mess packed up and followed them to where they was at. Amen. That mess just, amen, in U-Hauls and whatever it took, praise God, it packed up and it followed them to their doorstep. Amen. It moved in right beside them and took up an abode. Amen. You can't run from your problems. You can't run from your trouble. Praise God, we have to face them with the help of God. And say, Lord, I know that you love me and you love mine. And Lord, we need your help. He said, hey, listen, he said, if you run down to Egypt, you try to escape to the world, he said, you're going to die there too. You're going to be just as miserable there as you are, or more miserable than where you were to begin with. Because God said, he said, in a little while, I said, I'm going to bless you. Amen. Bless you. What a God we serve. Ain't that good that He loved us that much? That He cared for us enough to do that for us. Praise the Lord. But he said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as my anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and you shall be an execration and an astonishment. Now that word, execration, that means utter detested. Amen? He said, you'll be utterly detested there. You know what he said? When you get to Egypt, they ain't going to like you either. Amen. Well, I'm going to make friends with them over there on the other side. They ain't going to like you. You'll mess up their plans. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. Could you imagine stepping away from God and knowing that you're never going to get to come back to the house of God again, never get to worship with God's people again, never getting to see the presence of God move one more time. Boy, how sad that would be. Amen. But he said, you're going to receive the wrath of God when you disobey Him. Now notice the fourth warning in verse 19. It said, the Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. No, certainly, that I have admonished you
this day. He said, number four, he said, I'm giving you a warning. See, I'm reiterating, I'm giving you a warning. This is a warning. Don't go down there. There's nothing for you there. He said, I'll take care of you right here where you're at. Amen. Amen. And he said, number five, verse 20. He said, for ye disassembled in your hearts. Now that disassembled means to pretend. See, when they was talking to Jeremiah, they was pretending they wanted the truth. It's like they said, you can't, Jeremiah said, you can't handle the truth. You don't really want the truth. But I'm going to give you the truth. Amen. But he said, you disassembled in your hearts when you sent me unto the Lord your God. Now what's he saying here? He's saying that you've deceived yourself. Self-deception. Amen. Self-deception. You know, there's a lot of self-deception in the world. People are deceived. Say, well, you know, I can do this, and it won't. There's a consequence for everything that we do. What's wrong with the world today? That's why there's so many of our children that's incarcerated, praise God, in places today. Because they've got the mindset that I can do it and I can get by with it. Amen? I'll get by with it. Well, guess what? You don't get by with it. God knows where we're at. And He knows what we're doing. It's self-deception. That's what they had. That's what our people have. They're self-deceived. Because they don't believe God. Amen? He said, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare us, and we will do it. He said, we want to know what to do. We want to know where to go. We want God's will to be done. But the whole time in their mind, they're saying, we're not going to do it. Amen. I believe it's Ezekiel, wasn't it? Where Ezekiel, God said, go preach to them, go tell them the truth. And they said, hey, listen, you got to come hear this man. He's plowing her just as straight as it can go. Amen. They went out and drew a crowd. Jesse, they said, you got to come hear this old prophet. Man, he's got stuff. He's plowing her straight. He's telling us the truth. But in the same verse, that whole bunch, the people that were saying it, they said, we ain't going to do it. Amen. In the same verse, before they got out of that verse, they said, he's plowing the straight, but we're not going to do it. We're going to do our own thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, don't be self-deceived. Number five. Number six. Last and I'll close. He said this. He said, now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whether ye desire to go and to sojourn. Amen. He said, your punishment of rebellion, he said, you'll pay for. But he said, I've offered you a promise right here. See, he had already promised it before. Jeremiah, the old weeping prophet, he had done told them in the beginning. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let me give you this and I'm done. He said, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land. He said, there's no way for them to get to you. Amen? And he goes on and he says, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. None of them can touch you. What a promise. Verse 19, and he said, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. He said, I've already made you the promise. I'm going to take care of you if you'll just listen to me. Amen. So I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you that I promised if you'll just listen to me. It's not that hard. Not complicated. Just listen to the Lord. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? See, right for me, in my house, I want to follow the Lord. Amen? Amen? Ain't that what Jeremiah said? He said, for Joshua said, for me and my house, I want to follow the Lord. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Want to follow the Lord? Or you want to keep going your way? Egypt looks fine sometimes. The old devil will paint you a pretty picture. That land of Egypt, the type of the world. But praise God, I tell you what, there's nothing as good as the kingdom of God and God's people. Amen. It's nothing. It's nothing. They'll they'll be there for you. They'll help you. They'll encourage you. They'll lift you up. Amen. If we just sell out to God, follow Him. But he asked this question: where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What about you? What about me and you? What about our families? Which way do we want to go? It's up to us tonight. It's up to you tonight.